7:45 on a Saturday morning, time once again for a wine chat with our friend Ted Farrell from Haskell's. Ted, good morning to you. How is everything? How is the family doing under these circumstances?
Well, everybody's doing quite all right. You're still navigating the minefield of emotion. The outpouring from the community is still staggering, where you look across and you see all the people that the old man touched, and it's truly incredible, and it's just one of those things where people from all across the world are sitting there pouring in their condolences, sharing stories, and that's the greatest thing, is all the great stories that the old man had and all the different people that he met and influenced and had a great time with. And so, you know, we're sitting there dealing through that, but, you know, as the old man would have told me, now get back to work, kid. So that's what we got to do.
That's true. For those that don't know, we lost Jack Farrell a couple of weeks ago, and it's that must make you and your family so proud, because he knew everybody in the world, it seemed like.
Oh, without a doubt. You know, I mean, a nice kid from the west side of Chicago who all of a sudden met presidents, met three popes, traveled throughout the wine world, and got to know the people who really got the wine world going, as far as Robert Mondavi's or Alexis Lachine's or the Rothschilds or the Boisset's, or, you know, just go through the list of people that he, you know, in those days, you actually met those guys. You didn't meet the executive vice director of national import sales or things like that. You actually met the person that made it, and it just made it that more dear. It just made the experience that much better for that type of thing, because, you know, you got to know the person, and, you know, everybody has a bottle of wine, but with that, he had a story and a family and a person behind each bottle of wine.
Yeah, just an amazing, amazing man. Well, Ted, we were back at it, like you said, what your dad would say, let's get back to work. What can we chat about today on our wine chat?
Well, what we did is, in tribute to him a while back for Father's Day, I gave him the reins for a six for 60 and allowed him to build it. He built it on all these wines. And again, he had a great story and a great, friendship behind. So we put together a new 6 for 60, the Jack Farrell tribute 6 for 60, which is kind of fun. And again, we can wax nostalgic at Haskell's looking at some of these wines. And we started out with one of the first wines. It's called Bouveret Voltaire. Now, Bouveret, it comes from the Loire Valley. It's 100% Chenin Blanc. It's a little bit round and sweet on your palate, but it finishes off nice and dry. And this one in particular, our old friend Bill Bolter has introduced these wines to us almost 45 years ago. Now, Bill Bolter was Alexis Lachine's right-hand man who helped him, you know, travel the world and kind of navigate all the kind of financial side and the business and the paperwork side. But Bill has been an old friend with the family for years. But this one we always tout, maybe push toward, during Thanksgiving, because it goes so well with turkey, or during the holidays with ham. But, you know, quite frankly, on a warm summer day, unfortunately, we really don't have that now. But on a warm summer day, you put a nice chill on a Bouveret, and it's just a soft, wonderful wine to express with it. So that was one of the first ones that we put in the thing, out of the respect for Bill, but also, you know, this is a brand that Lee had literally carried for almost 47 years, and it's just a wonderful wine. Also, we included in on this package a Tavel. Now, a Tavel is a rosé wine that comes from the Rhone Valley in the south. And Tavel, as far as a district or a region, is the only region in all of France that is solely devoted to a rosé-style wine, where they just across the board. And if you notice with Tavels, they're a darker, richer rosé, not that light pink. You know, you could almost confuse it for a red wine, because the flavoration or the coloration is so great and intense on that. Now, this one in particular is Domaine La Flandre. It's been a property that's been in the works for years. But the reason why we selected this is this was my father's favorite way to start out any meal. He always had a glass or two of Tavel. He never really cared for sparkling wines to start things off with. He always liked a nice Tavel to kind of get your palate ready and raring to jump into that meal and have a good time. And again, on a warm summer day, it's another one to kind of chill and enjoy. It's a kind of a nice, as we call it, a tweener. It it kind of drinks like a white wine, but has the flavoration of a red wine. And just a great, great bottle of wine to have. Also, what we did is we slid in this Pepica Grenache Syrah Mourvèd blend. One thing that, you know, my dad always preached was to enjoy wine and not to have something overly sophisticated. So he always loved a good GSM. He, you know, it's the blend varietal that comes from the Côte d'Aron. This one's a particular Spanish one, but it's simple one. When he always said, you know, this wine is terrific with hamburgers. You know, if you're just grilling, you're doing something so simple, it's something to enjoy, and it's so universal to have around the house just to open up and crack up. If you're, you know, let's say roasting a chicken or you're just making a simple pasta, you reach out for a GSM like this and just enjoy it. And the flip side to it, this particular wine is made by the Schenck Company. Now, the Schenck Company has holdings in Burgundy and the Rhone Valley and Spain and Italy. And again, there is another family that we have been dealing with for almost 45 years. They're a Swiss family, wonderful deal. And believe it or not, my father was the godfather to Francois Schenck. And then he also inducted him into the Chevalier de Tostevin. So again, it's a little tribute to all the adventures that my father had throughout his time in the wine industry. We then next selected Chateau Mille-Anges, the House of a Thousand Angels. We've talked about this in the past as well, but this is a particular one where another family friend, Anthony Van Eckris, he actually started the K Jewelry Company, and then when he sold it, he decided to buy a little winery for his wife. And this is in the town of Kediac, which is in Bordeaux, a wonderful one. And it was an old convent where they used to make all the sacramental wines for their town for the last 300 years. And the Van Eckerses infused it and brought it to just a powerhouse that it is. Now, this one's dominated by Merlot. There is a little bit of Cabernet and Petit Verdot blended into it. Interesting thing about this is, you know, typical my father, we included this because it also has some bottle age. You know, and he always loved to show people that wine can last quite long. It's been in the bottle for almost 7 years, if I'm not mistaken. And it's just a great way to try wine. So universal as far as, you know, you could do this with a nice big steak off the grill. But it's so great to try that. And again, it's the House of a Thousand Angels, the Mille-Anges. And it's a great little story that the father had. My father had with the Van Eckerses. It's just great. Next, we included... it's called Grand Consulier. It's a Chardonnay from the Burgundy Valley. And, of course, I'd be remiss with not putting some form of Burgundy into this package because we kind of devotedly and lovingly called my father the Great Burgundian, where he loved Burgundy wines. He loved to enjoy them. And they're so it should be so simple because they're just Chardonnays or Pinot Noirs on the red side. But this one in particular, the Grand Consulier, we always thought by Pops was the Grand Consulier as far as his knowledge and whatnot. And this is made by the Boisset Company. Now, Jean-Claude Boisset, who's still around in Burgundy, my father has been dealing with him as since the early 70s. And he is a true success story, Jean-Claude is. He used to sell wine out of the back of his little Doux Chevaux, which was the French Volkswagen, throughout the valley and throughout. And he has developed an empire that's truly amazing. His son, Jean-Charles Boisset, is now a magnate in California and just an icon in the industry. But we've been dealing with the Boissets for so long. They are true family friends. And it's, again, enjoyable wine, but, again, a great Chardonnay. Now, with this temperature we have, this is kind of perfect Chardonnay weather. It's, you know, a little bit chilly. Chardonnay has a little bit more body to it, a little bit more oomph, you know, versus a Sauvignon Blanc or whatnot. So this one is very nice. You don't have to put a heavy chill on it, but you can just enjoy it because, you know what, a good Chardonnay kind of screams fall. And we are, unfortunately, even though it's August, kind of have fall weather. Hopefully this weather holds until the state fair so we don't get that crazy hot. Lastly, I would be remiss to not put a Pinot Noir into this. This one is a newer Pinot Noir for Haskell's. We picked this up about 4 or 5 years ago. But again, this is, it's called Gearbox Pinot Noir. Comes from California. Very fun wine and a very approachable wine for the fact that it's a little bit more fruit forward than, say, some of the Burgundies that we try and show. But it is a wonderful wine, and again, so universal. You can serve that with pretty near anything, whether it's just salads. What it does scream well with is salmon. If you grill a little bit of salmon, this kind of fruit-forward Pinot Noir on your palate with the roasted salmon is just a delicious, wonderful wine. So we put this all together in tribute to my father for the simple fact that there's so many stories behind it. Like I said before, there's always a bottle of wine and there's always a little bit of price involved with that. But more importantly, there's always a great story. And that's the one thing that my father could always do is tell the story behind these wines, which really makes it, it's a living thing. It's not just, something that you swill away and, pack away at the end of the meal. It's just something you do enjoy and do savor. And that's what he did throughout his life, was just enjoying life and savoring life.
Well, absolutely. Well said. And I've mentioned this to your father often, and it's such that 6 for $60 is such a great idea anyway. Now, I can see people are going to be sending us text and calling. How long are these particular 6 for $60 going to be available, Ted?
We will run these until a week from Sunday. So they'll be going on just, as the old man would love, a good sale here and there would just keep on going. So these will be ready and raring for the people in the stores until a week from tomorrow.
And backing up to what you were beginning with, Vouvray is something that you and your dad have reminded us here in CCO for years. And that's the wine I would bring to family gatherings for Thanksgiving. You're right. Why is it so good? I know where time is limited here. I've tried Chenin Blanc, other types, but it doesn't seem to be as, I'm not sure, smooth? I don't know. But no, that Vouvray Voltaire is perfect.
You hit the nail on the head where it is smooth. It's very, and the biggest thing is it's balanced. Where when you kind of first put the Vouvray in your mouth, a little notes of melon, a little bit of fruit, but there is a little bit of residual sugar on there that your palate will greet. But then once you swallow it, it kind of finishes off nice and dry, so it doesn't overpower that thing. So again, somebody who has a wee bit of a sweet tooth for their wines, they will enjoy it. But then the sophisticated person who, abhors sweet wines will taste that and go, oh my God, that finishes off so dry. Again, it's just how the French do it, and it's the climate of the actual region of Vouvray right there on the Loire Valley and how it just complements the Chenin Blanc grape varietal.
Yeah. Ted, we have to run. Let's give an indication to our listeners of locations of Haskell's, and they'll really help you out there.
We certainly will. We can't make the meal, but we can help make the memory as far as serving the right wine. People love to talk about wine at Haskell's, and there is a Haskell's in the metro area to take care of your needs. There's a Haskell's in downtown Minneapolis with free parking on the weekends. There's a Haskell's out in Minnetonka, right across from the Ridgedale Shopping Center, a Haskell's in Highland Village, Haskell's down in Lowman's Plaza in Bloomington, Haskell's in White Bear Lake. We also have a Haskell's in Plymouth. If you're out on the river, stop by our Haskell's in Stillwater. If you're down south, go into our Faribault location. Or if you're out on Lake Minnetonka on a day like today, please swing into the Haskell's Excelsior. If you can't hit any of those, you could always stop by Haskell's.com. And also a friendly reminder, we do have our wine cruise coming up next weekend. There's still time and available in rooms, so come on out. 3 hours of tasting wine, tasting liquors, tasting beers, all up and down the St. Croix River. And this is a great time to overlook everything and enjoy life.
Fantastic. Great idea. Should be great weather. Ted, let's join forces next week.
I look forward to that, Denny.
Ted Farrell from Haskell's. Seven 7:45 on a Saturday morning, time once again for a wine chat with our friend Ted Farrell from Haskell's. Ted, good morning to you. How is everything? How is the family doing under these circumstances?
Well, everybody's doing quite all right. You're still navigating the minefield of emotions. The outpouring from the community is still staggering, where you look across and you see all the people that the old man touched, and it's truly incredible, and it's just one of those things where people from all across the world are sitting there pouring in their condolences and sharing stories. And that's the greatest thing, is all the great stories that the old man had and all the different people that he met and influenced and had a great time with. And so, you know, we're sitting there dealing through that. But, you know, as the old man would have told me, now get back to work, kid. So that's what we got to do.
That's true. For those that don't know, we lost Jack Farrell a couple of weeks ago, and it's that must make you and your family so proud, because he knew everybody in the world, it seemed like.
Oh, without a doubt. You know, I mean, a nice kid from the west side of Chicago who all of a sudden met presidents, met three popes, traveled throughout the wine world, and got to know the people who really got the wine world going, as far as Robert Mondavi's or Alexis Lachine's or the Rothschilds or the Boisset's, or, you know, just go through the list of people that he, you know, in those days you actually met those guys. You did meet the executive vice director of national import sales or things like that. You actually met the person that made it, and it just made it that more dear. It just made the experience that much better for that type of thing, because, you know, you've got to know the person, and, you know, everybody has a bottle of wine, but with that, he had a story and a family and a person behind each bottle of wine.
Yeah, just an amazing, amazing man. Well, Ted, we were back at it, like you said, what your dad would say, let's get back to work. What can we chat about today on our wine chat?
Well, what we did is, in tribute to him a while back for Father's Day, I gave him the reins for a six for 60 and allowed him to build it. He built it on all these wines. And again, he had a great story and a great, friendship behind. So we put together a new 6 for 60, the Jack Farrell Tribute 6 for 60, which is kind of fun. And again, we can wax nostalgic at Haskell's looking at some of these wines. And we started out with one of the first wines. It's called Bouveret Voltaire. Now, Bouveret, it comes from the Loire Valley. It's 100% Chenin Blanc. It's a little bit round and sweet on your palate, but it finishes off nice and dry. And this one in particular, our old friend Bill Bolter has introduced these wines to us almost 45 years ago. Now, Bill Bolter was Alexis Lachine's right-hand man who helped him, you know, travel the world and kind of navigate all the kind of financial side and the business and the paperwork side. But Bill has been an old friend with the family for years. But this one we always tout, maybe push toward, during Thanksgiving because it goes so well with turkey, or during the holidays with ham. But, you know, quite frankly, on a warm summer day, unfortunately, we really don't have that now. But on a warm summer day, you put a nice chill on a Bouveret, and it's just a soft, wonderful wine to express with it. So that was one of the first ones that we put in the thing, out of the respect for Bill, but also, you know, this is a brand that Lee literally carried for almost 47 years, and it's just a wonderful wine. Also, we included in on this package a Tavel. Now, a Tavel is a rosé wine that comes from the Rhone Valley in the south. And Tavel, as far as a district or a region, is the only region in all of France that is solely devoted to a rosé style wine, where they just across the board. And if you notice with Tavels, they're a darker, richer rosé, not that light pink. You know, you could almost confuse it for a red wine because the flavoration or the coloration is so great and intense on that. Now, this one in particular is Domaine La Flandre. It's been a property that's been in the works for years. But the reason why we selected this is this was my father's favorite way to start out any meal. He always had a glass or two of Tavel. He never really cared for sparkling wines to start things off with. He always liked a nice Tavel to kind of get your palate ready and raring to jump into that meal and have a good time. And again, on a warm summer day, it's another one to kind of chill and enjoy. It's a kind of a nice, as we call it, a tweener. It kind of drinks like a white wine, but has the flavoration of a red wine. And just a great, great bottle of wine to have. Also, what we did is we slid in this Pepica Grenache Syrah Mauvais blend. One thing that, you know, my dad always preached was to enjoy wine and not to have something overly sophisticated. So he always loved a good GSM. He, you know, it's the blend varietal that comes from the Côte de Rhône. This one's a particular Spanish one, but it's simple one. When he always said, you know, this wine is terrific with hamburgers. You know, if you're just grilling, you're doing something so simple. It's something to enjoy, and it's so universal to have around the house. Just to open up and crack up if you're, you know, let's say roasting a chicken or you're just making a simple pasta. You reach out for a GSM like this and just enjoy it. And the flip side to it, this particular wine is made by the Schenck Company. Now, the Schenck Company has holdings in Burgundy and the Rhone Valley and Spain and Italy. And again, there is another family that we have been dealing with for almost 45 years. They're a Swiss family. Wonderful deal, and believe it or not, my father was the godfather to Francois Schenck, and then he also inducted him into the Chevalier de Tostevin. So again, it's a little tribute to all the adventures that my father had throughout his time in the wine industry. We then next selected Chateau Mille-Anges, the House of a Thousand Angels. We've talked about this in the past as well, but this is a particular one where another family friend, Anthony Van Eckris, he actually started the K Jewelry Company, and then when he sold it, he decided to buy a little winery for his wife, and this is in the town of Kediac, which is in Bordeaux, a wonderful one, and it was an old convent where they used to make all the sacramental wines for their town for the last 300 years, and the Van Eckrises infused it and brought it to just a powerhouse that it is. Now, this one's dominated by Merlot. There is a little bit of Cabernet and Petit Verdot blended into it. Interesting thing about this is, you know, typical my father, we included this because it also has some bottle age, you know, and he always loved to show people that wine can last quite long. It's been in the bottle for almost 7 years, if I'm not mistaken, and it's just a great way to try wine. So universal as far as, you know, you could do this with a nice big steak off the grill, but it's so great to try that. And again, it's the House of a Thousand Angels, the Mille-Anges, and it's a great little story that the father had, my father had with the Van Eckrises. It's just great. Next, we included, it's called Grand Conseiller. It's a Chardonnay from the Burgundy Valley, and of course, I'd be remiss with not putting some form of Burgundy into this package, because we kind of devotedly and lovingly called my father the Great Burgundian, where he loved Burgundy wines. He loved to enjoy them. And they're so, it should be so simple because they're just Chardonnays or Pinot Noirs on the red side. But this one in particular, the Grand Conseiller, we always thought by Pops was the Grand Conseiller as far as his knowledge and whatnot. And this is made by the Boisse Company. Now, Jean-Claude Boisse, who's still around in Burgundy, my father has been dealing with him as since the early 70s. And he is a true success story, Jean-Claude is. He used to sell wine out of the back of his little Duchevaux, which was the French Volkswagen, throughout the valley and throughout. And he has developed an empire that's truly amazing. His son, Jean-Charles Boisse, is now a magnat in California and just an icon in the industry. But we've been dealing with the Boisses for so long. They are true family friends. And it's, again, a enjoyable wine, but, again, a great Chardonnay. Now, with this temperature we have, this has been a perfect Chardonnay weather. It's, you know, a little bit chilly. Chardonnay has a little bit more body to it, a little bit more oomph, you know, versus a Sauvignon Blanc or whatnot. So this one is very nice. You don't have to put a heavy chill on it, but you can just enjoy it because, you know what, a good Chardonnay kind of screams fall. And we are, unfortunately, even though it's August, kind of have fall weather. Hopefully this weather holds until the state fair so we don't get that crazy hot. Lastly, I would be remiss to not put a Pinot Noir into this. This one is a newer Pinot Noir for Haskell's. We picked this up about 4 or 5 years ago. But again, this is, it's called Gearbox Pinot Noir. Comes from California. Very fun wine and a very approachable wine for the fact that it's a little bit more fruit forward than, say, some of the Burgundies that we try and show. But it is a wonderful wine. And again, so universal. You can serve that with pretty near anything, whether it's just salads. You know, what it does scream well with is salmon. If you grill a little bit of salmon, this kind of fruit-forward Pinot Noir on your palate with the roasted salmon is just a delicious, wonderful wine. So we put this all together in tribute to my father for the simple fact that there's so many stories behind it. Like I said before, there's always a bottle of wine and there's always a little bit of price involved with that. But more importantly, there's always a great story. And that's the one thing that my father could always do is tell the story behind these wines, which really makes it, you know, it's a living thing. It's not just, you know, something that you swill away and, you know, pack away at the end of the meal. It's just something you do enjoy and do savor. And that's what he did throughout his life, was just enjoying life and savoring life.
Well, absolutely. Well said. And I've mentioned this to your father often, and it's such that 6 for $60 is such a great idea anyway. Now, I can see people are going to be sending us text and calling. How long are these particular 6 for $60 going to be available, Ted?
We will run these until a week from Sunday. So they'll be going on just, you know, as the old man would love, a good sale here and there would just keep on going. So these will be ready and raring for the people in the stores until a week from tomorrow.
And backing up to what you were beginning with, that Vouvray is something that you and your dad have reminded us here in CCO for years. And that's the wine I would bring to family gatherings for Thanksgiving. You're right. Why is it so good? I know where time is limited here. I've tried Chenin Blanc, other types, but it doesn't seem to be as, I'm not sure, smooth? I don't know. But that Vouvray Voltaire is perfect.
You hit the nail on the head where it is smooth. It's very, and the biggest thing is it's balanced. Where when you kind of first put the Vouvray in your mouth, you know, a little notes of melon, a little bit of fruit, but there is a little bit of residual sugar on there that your palate will greet. But then once you swallow it, it kind of finishes off nice and dry, so it doesn't overpower that thing. So again, somebody who has a wee bit of a sweet tooth for their wines, they will enjoy it. But then the sophisticated person who, you know, abhors sweet wines will taste that and go, oh my God, that finishes off so dry. Yeah, and again, yeah, it's just how the French do it. And it's the climate of the actual region of Vouvray right there on the Loire Valley and how it just complements the Chenin Blanc grape varietal.
Yeah. Ted, we have to run. Let's give an indication to our listeners of locations of Haskell's, and they'll really help you out there.
We certainly will. You know, we can't make the meal, but we can help make the memory as far as serving the right wine. People love to talk about wine at Haskell's, and there is a Haskell's in the metro area to take care of your needs. There's a Haskell's in downtown Minneapolis with free parking on the weekends. There's a Haskell's out in Minnetonka, right across from the Ridgedale Shopping Center, a Haskell's in Highland Village, Haskell's down in Lowman's Plaza in Bloomington, Haskell's in White Bear Lake. We also have a Haskell's in Plymouth. If you're out on the river, stop by our Haskell's in Stillwater. If you're down south, go into our Faribault location. Or if you're out on Lake Minnetonka on a day like today, please swing into the Haskell's Excelsior. If you can't hit any of those, you could always stop by Haskell's.com. And also a friendly reminder, we do have our wine cruise coming up next weekend. There's still time and available in rooms, so come on out. 3 hours of tasting wine, tasting liquors, tasting beers, all up and down the St. Croix River, and this is a great time to overlook everything and enjoy life.
Fantastic. Great idea. Should be great weather. Ted, let's join forces next week.
I look forward to that, Denny.
Ted Farrell from Haskell's.